These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to our journey. Today is day 84 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael. Thank you so much for joining me today. Day 84 is a huge achievement, so I hope that you're celebrating yourself. I would like to celebrate you, to celebrate this whole challenge during the entire 100 days of this meditation challenge. I'm offering you a 50% discount on the course, Transcendence in Meditation. This is a deep dive into transcendence, to meditation, practice, theory, philosophy, some techniques. So if you're interested in getting deeper into the knowledge and into these types of meditations, then you might want to check out the links in the description below the video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. And if you're one of the first 100 members to join us, you will get a free one-on-one session with myself on Zoom. So have a look. But in the meantime, let's start with our meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session, approximately 20-25 minutes. Please do listen to these meditations right up until the end. After the meditation, I will give you a prompt for contemplation. This is really quite important, I would say. So stay there, and if you can give yourself 4 or 5 more minutes after you meditate to do these contemplation, and maybe even a little bit more if you want to journal about it, then I highly recommend that you do. During these meditations, we create a space, we create calm, we create stillness, and after the meditation is the best time to contemplate on the important questions of life and of our existence, of our realities too. So take advantage of this. Let's begin making sure that you're sitting nice and comfortably. You can sit wherever you want as long as you're available for the meditation. So with a good posture, remembering that physiology precedes psychology, and to that point, your posture will have a direct impact on the experience of your meditation. So sitting nice and tall, nice and straight, taking space horizontally and vertically. And we start these sessions by dedicating it to someone. It can be anybody, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with, and also to yourself if this is what you need right now. The way we do this is very simple. We close our eyes, hands to the heart, take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal, it is perfectly natural, it is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session, don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go, let it float away. Take your time, get reacquainted to the sensations in your body, and whenever you feel ready, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Stay there, stay seated. Get reacquainted to the environment around you. And while you're there, I would like to read a quote from the Tao Te Ching who says, "When there is no desire, all things are at peace." When there is no desire, all things are at peace. Let me know how this resonates with you in the comment section below, and how you can maybe eliminate some of the desires you might have on a daily basis that create this yearning, this suffering, this holding on, this inability to let go of certain expectations maybe. And as always, I would like you to contemplate on this from more than one perspective, maybe two, three, four perspective, and to different degrees, and imagining desires in different ways, not only the first interpretation that might come to your mind. And this way we can expand our horizons. Thank you so much for meditating with me today. I appreciate you. I feel you. I feel that we're connected through this huge challenge. If you want to dig deeper into transcendence and meditation, do check out the course. And that's it for me today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.